May the Lord help us to commence this morning with hymn 1035. Return my wandering heart to thy dear resting place. Nothing in nature nor in art so fair as Jesus' face. 1035.
Tune number 62.
One of us alone this day, but will bring us to the Lamb of God. Reading together from the Word of God, from the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 28. The Gospel according to Matthew chapter 28. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake. The angel of the Lord descended from heaven, came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. The angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here. For he is risen, as he said, Come, see the place where the Lord lay. and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. Behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, All hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then said Jesus unto them, Be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, Say ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. And if this come to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you. So they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Amen. May the Lord bless that word of truth to us. Teach us to come before him in prayer and supplication. Lord, we do pray. Do help poor guilty sinners to venture forth to the throne of grace. And yea, Lord, knowing and feeling much within us, Lord, that is not consistent with grace and holiness. When, O Lord, we are brought so oft to look within us, O Lord, what plea can we make about that precious name of Jesus and that precious blood that he shed, our only plea? And, Lord, we venture before thee this name, indeed, precious to poor guilty sinners, and his name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. O Lord, do help us then to approach the throne of grace, calling upon thy great and thy holy name. And Lord, we would seek at this time to thank thee, Lord, for thy care, thy keeping, thy watchfulness over us through the days, the hours of the past week. Lord, we would be mindful of thee, Lord, the constancy of thy grace, the constancy of thy love, the faithfulness of thy promises, Thou wilt never leave nor forsake. I will be with thee in all places whither thou goest, O Lord. Lord, we come before thee so thankful, Lord, that though these things may not have been in our hearts at all times, and yet thou art the same to thy people. Thou hast been our keeper. Thou hast been that one to protect us. Thou hast been that one to defend us. Thou hast been that one to go before us, to lead us and to guide us. Thou hast been that one, Lord, to provide for us. O Lord, thy servant, the psalmist could say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. O Lord, thou hast done so many good and gracious things for us, Lord. Do help us, Lord, to give unto thee, to render to thee the praise and the glory which is thy due. O Lord, we come so far short, Lord, in praising and blessing thy name. Lord, be our helper, Lord, that thou wouldest come forth by thy Spirit into our poor hearts and stir us up, Lord, that we might become, Lord, more mindful of thee and the greatness, Lord, of that salvation that came to us. Oh, we pray, Lord, and thank thee that thou art also the keeper of our never-dying immortal souls. Oh, that thou hast, Lord, been that one to come to our needs, Lord. And, Lord, if we have to confess, Lord, there are so many times and seasons that we experience, Lord, that darkness within us, that coldness, Lord, that hardness, Lord, that waywardness, Lord, the solemn truth of carnality, Lord, and all the solemn truth, Lord, of those things that rise up within us, Lord, that are, Lord, of the old man, the old nature. O Lord, we do pray that thou wilt truly appear unto us, Lord. Lift us up, Lord, above ourselves, above this world, above time, state, things, Lord. And oh, be revealed to every one of us, Lord, at this time, that thou wouldest be unto us, Lord, that one thing needful to our souls. So, Lord, we do pray as we have been spared once more to come to another Lord's Day. Oh, we pray, Lord, that it may be a day, Lord, where we may be brought near to thee through the word, through the gospel. Lord, do grant, Lord, a time and a season of visitation, and bless us each, Lord, each one of us, Lord, the eldest to the youngest, Lord. We prayerfully commit each and every one to thee, Lord, and feeling, Lord, thou knowest much unworthiness, Lord, that thou shouldest come to any one of us and do anything at all for us. Oh, but Lord, we do thank thee that where sin abounds, that thy grace doth much more abound. And Lord, we pray that that grace may abound at this time, Lord, as we assemble together in thy name, that our time spent together, Lord, may be a good time, may be a profitable time, that thou wouldest be pleased to reveal to us the smilings of thy face, O Lord. And as the sun shineth in the heavens, Lord, O, do thou appear unto each one of us. They that fear the Lord, the Son of Righteousness, arising with healing in his wings. O, we want to feel, Lord, that the healing balm of thy precious sin, atoning blood, its cleansing, its purifying, Lord, its holiness, Lord, in restoring in bringing health, Lord, to our poor souls, and Lord, that we may be brought to see, Lord, that precious balm of thy blood, Lord, its cleansing and healing this time, Lord, and that we are indeed found accepted before God the Father. And Lord, we pray, Lord, that our poor hearts may also be warmed towards thee, Lord, a desire and a love for thy name, Lord. Oh, we do need thee, Lord, in all these things. We're poor and weak and helpless in and of ourselves. Thou knowest, Lord, and the many times that we come before thee and tell thee of these things, Lord, thou knowest. Oh, but do come, Lord, we pray thee, and inshine into each of our hearts the precious truths of thy gospel grace, or the blessings and the benefits, the promises of a God in covenant with his people. And oh, not forgetting, Lord, those things that we have read, the precious Christ suffered, bled and died for his people, oh, but now a risen Saviour. And oh, the mercy, Lord, to bring salvation to who, Lord? Oh, to many of lost mankind. Oh, that thou shouldest indeed be that one to be found in the room and the place of a sinner, the ungodly, the wicked, Lord, the unjust, Lord. Oh, but Lord, it was for sinners that God commendeth his love toward us. And we thank thee for thine especial and unspeakable gift in the person of thy dearly beloved Son. And oh, we thank thee, Lord, that the precious truth, Lord, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work, or his love to his people. Oh, we do pray and thank thee, Lord, that we've known and tasted a little of that, of thy dying love at Calvary, Lord, that love, Lord, that thou didst show to sinners, Lord, in thy sufferings and in thy death. And, O Lord, as we do believe, there are those here that have known the sweetness and the blessedness of that love in their souls. Christ, him crucified, oh, but the blessing, the pardon and the forgiveness of all our sins. And Lord, we do pray that there may be, Lord, each and every one here that gather, that also may know the blessing in their own souls that Christ died for me, Lord. Oh, we do pray, Lord, that that may be the mercy, that each one here, Lord, shall have a little hope, Lord, in that precious blood shed for sinners, a trusting in his name for salvation, a looking away from self, Lord, and unto Jesus and his cross. O Lord, coming with nothing in their hands, pleading Christ and him crucified for the sins and the iniquities that they indeed have confessed. O Lord, we do pray that thou wilt show thy mercy, that, Lord, it may be here what a mercy it would be to be a house full of sinners, Lord. Oh, but sinners that have known saving grace, sinners that have known the blessedness of a crucified Saviour, sinners that have been brought to know and to feel the pardon, the forgiveness of all their sin. Oh, Lord, thou knowest how that we pray for the enlarging of thine inheritance, may it be, Lord, in this little corner of thy vineyard, Lord, that there may be those, Lord, brought to know and to feel their need of a Saviour. Lord, we do pray then and thank thee for bringing us to this day, another Lord's Day. Thou knowest how that we pray these same words every Lord's Day, bringing us to another Lord's Day. Oh, it is a great mercy, Lord, to have a desire and a love for thy house, a love for thy name, and a love to be found at the feet of Jesus. Oh, we do pray, meet each of our needs in the gospel, Lord. We come with differing needs, Lord, differing conditions, Lord. Oh, but we do pray, Lord, that everyone indeed may know the blessing, Lord, that thou wilt visit this time. Draw near, Lord, out of thy fullness. And oh, pray, Lord, that everyone, Lord, who have called upon thy name in the pews of thy house, that thou wouldest meet their needs. So we prayerfully commit each to thee, Lord. We commit to thee, Lord, our young friends and children and babes in arms, Lord. We prayerfully commit each to thee, Lord, that thou wilt be mindful of them. Do, Lord, we pray thee, enable that they may be raised up, Lord, in homes of godliness, godly parents, Lord, leading them and teaching them and showing them Jesus, and praying over them, Lord, and committing them into thy hands, Lord, and oh, that they may be those indeed blessed, that thou wouldest favour them, Lord, and that thou wouldest, through their visitations to thy house of prayer, Lord, draw them secretly, but quietly, Lord, nearer to thyself, that they might know thee in thy great salvation, that thou hast prepared a time and a season, Lord, when thou wilt pardon and forgive them all their sins, Lord. We do pray for these great mercies, that there may be a generation following to call thine holy name blessed. And so, Lord, we are each, Lord, on the verge of eternity. Prepare each of our hearts for thyself, Lord. Oh, that great day appeareth, Lord, when thou shalt come again. Oh, Lord, where shall we stand in that great day? Oh, shall it be found in and through that finished work of Jesus, through his precious blood for our sins, his righteousness adorning our naked souls, whole and complete in him? Oh, Lord, we do pray, come to each one of us, Lord. Help us, Lord, that we may be those indeed, as that great day surely cometh, Lord, or that we might be ready, Lord. We pray thee, do help us each, Lord, to wait for thee. And so be with thy people that gather together here, Lord. Undertake for them as they come together week by week in thy name. Bless the ministry and the preaching of the word of thy servants before them, Lord. May the seasons gathered together may be good and profitable and edifying to them. The precious Christ revealed in the gospel, Lord. Confirm them in their faith and love to Jesus. Grant them those further witnesses in their souls that they have been with Jesus. Oh, we need the witness, Lord, as we journey on, and that thou wouldest, Lord, be favourable, so to draw near to us, Lord. So we ask these mercies. Help thy sent servants to preach the word this day. May the gospel have free course. Do help thy servant now, Lord. Show him what to say, what to speak in thy name, Lord. Let thy servant decrease, Lord. Let a precious Christ increase, Lord, through the pulpit, Lord. Let thy servant be nothing, that Christ may be everything. And oh, may the faith of thy people here look up only to Jesus, and that it is not the word of a man, but the word of the Holy Spirit. We pray thee, Lord, that our God shall have all the glory. So we seek these mercies with the pardon and the forgiveness of all our sins, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Number 915. Why, O my soul, art thou dismayed? Why in these tents of sorrow groan? On what have thy fond hopes been stayed, still seeking rest, but finding none? 915.
Oh,
seeking the help of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, would seek to draw your attention to the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 28, reading from verse 9 and the latter part of verse 9. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. We have the glorious truth opened up to us just prior to the words of our text. A risen Saviour. These two women, dear friends, knew what it was to behold a risen Saviour. And the testimony of that risen Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, was in their poor souls, dear friends. And that is where we want this testimony. God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he hath loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. Quickened together, as Christ rose from the dead. The church, dear friends, that were dead in trespasses and in sins, and through his redeeming and precious blood, the life that he laid down, they also shall become dead to their sins, dead to this world, dead to themselves, because grace will quicken them. And together with Jesus, through his death and through his sufferings, and then through his being risen again from death, the church will also rise up. Dear friends, a new life of grace, salvation to their souls. And this is the blessedness of a risen Saviour, being quickened together with him as he rose up from death unto life to live forevermore. And so the church, redeemed, quickened, saved, shall rise from death unto life. And that was a testimony in the souls of these two dear women as Jesus met with them in the way. And we want such a token as this, dear friends, in our poor souls. It is the one thing needful. Nothing more important. Nothing, dear friends, beside this as important to know this blessing and this truth, that we also are risen up, quickened together in Jesus by grace. Are we saved? May it be the blessing that shall belong to each and every one that gather here. I do know that there are those that have the testimony and the witness in their souls, but how they pray, dear friends, that it may be the testimony of each one. I cannot think of a more especial occasion for these two dear women here. One was, of course, Mary Magdalene, whom we have been informed of. And you know, the Lord first appeared to her, didn't he? Mary Magdalene, the Lord first appeared to her. And he cast out seven devils, dear friends. He appeared to her first, before even his disciples. Well, dear friends, it isn't, dear friends, anything that we've deserved or anything that we've done that we should be favoured above one or above another. But you see, it pleased the Lord that she should be the first. And I do believe this, dear friends, she would be one that dearly loved the Lord. Seven devils cast out of her. It was Satan that put those seven devils into her. But all the blessing and the truth that came to this dear woman, you see, the Lord Jesus Christ was manifested to destroy the works of the devil, and he destroyed those devils within her. It was through his sufferings and his death, you see. She was so favoured. But dear friends, if there's only one sin remains in our poor souls, one sin, dear friends, it's enough to condemn us to eternal damnation, that one sin. What a mercy, dear friends, is the cross of Jesus to sinners. These women, they saw their suffering Jesus. They stood afar off. I believe that it's mentioned in the previous chapter in respect of these women. And many women were there beholding afar off, which followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering unto him, among which was Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James and Joseph. You see, they stood afar off, and now a risen Saviour. You know, the minds of the disciples were a little dulled. The Lord Jesus informed them on many occasions during his 3.5 years ministry here upon the earth, that yes, he would be one that should be spit upon and mocked and taken and crucified and slain and should rise again the third day. Oh, and they seemed to be so dull in their minds in respect of this, because it was the fulfillment of prophecy, you see. Well, it appears that Mary Magdalene also was one. She went to anoint his body, you see, and so forth. But that wasn't to be so. Oh, that they were going to be enlightened here by the Lord, the Holy Spirit, into the blessedness of Christ fulfilling all Scripture. I don't want to come into the Scriptures, but 16th of Psalm, 22nd Psalm, 69, Isaiah 53, you see, all prophesied in respect of the doing and the dying of Jesus. And it came to pass. And now a risen Christ, bearing testimony to the pure and perfect, sufficient sacrifice that he gave and offered before God the Father for the sins and the iniquities of his people. And he saw of the travail of his soul and was satisfied. Oh, the church, all the church were safe in Jesus when he cried, "It is finished." Dear friends, were our poor souls safe in Jesus when he cried, "It is finished"? Let us be seekers, dear friends, to be finders, that the blessing of Mary Magdalene may be our blessing. And then this occasion, the angel had appeared to them and informed them that they were to go tell the disciples that the Lord would meet with them. They departed quickly. Oh, dear friends, a risen Christ, you see, that was the blessing that was in their souls. He is alive. And the words of our text, dear friends, and they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. This same Jesus who suffered, bled and died for them. This same dear man whom they'd walked with, whom they'd served, where they'd become true disciples of him. They saw his suffering. They saw his death upon the cross at Calvary. But now alive. Is there a more blessed moment in their lives, dear friends? You see, this same Jesus, and he's that same Jesus today, who ever liveth and abideth at the right hand of the Father. That same one to whom we can come to. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. What do we see here, dear friends? It isn't as though we are those that come and literally take hold of him by the feet, is it? It's our faith that taketh hold of him and embraceth him, you see. And that is a taking hold of Jesus. It's our faith. Do we come to this place, dear friends? The blessing here that belonged to them. They held him by the feet. Yes, this same Jesus, this same real man. They held him by the feet. It was the pure and holy attitude of real worship and devotion and love to his name. You see, they came and held him by the feet. Yes, this is he. This is he who suffered, bled and died for my poor soul. This is he. Dear friends, doth our faith embrace him, lay hold upon him, you see. And worshipped him. They were full of joy, dear friends. And there's a word here, dear friends, that doth show the Lord Jesus in the faithfulness of his word to his disciples, remembering that these two women were disciples, dear friends, followers of Jesus, served him, worshipped him, honoured him, reverenced him as they do here, that pure and holy worship at his feet. Oh, is that our place and our portion now, dear friends? And ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, Jesus said. I will see you again. And your joy no man taketh from you. Your heart shall rejoice. And isn't this the truth? Isn't this the blessing here? And with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word, their sorrow was turned into joy, dear friends. Jesus, oh, how faithful he was. And he is faithful in his word today. We'll never let his people down, dear friends. Do we prove him in his faithfulness? You see? And then this truth here, it was such a sacred time and season, wasn't it? Oh, it was a visit from the Lord. It was Jesus that came to them. That's what it was. It was Jesus that came to them most unexpectedly. You see, as the Lord visited our poor souls, most unexpectedly, dear friends, has he ever come to thee? Has he ever entered in, dear friends, the all and in all? There was none but Jesus here. None but Jesus, dear friends. Everything else gave place, dear friends. It's Jesus, you see. Sacred place, hallowed ground. Hallowed ground. There's a word that, or a hymn that may indicate this. Hymn 2-3. Hymn 10-23. Jesus, where'er thy people meet, there they behold thy mercy seat. Where they seek thee, thou art found, and every place is hallowed ground. This is hallowed ground, dear friends. And this was hallowed ground. Everywhere where Jesus will meet with his people is hallowed ground. There is holiness around. A sacred time, a sacred visitation. Nothing else can interpose. Nothing else can intervene. Satan cannot come in here, dear friends. No, Jesus is within. Sacred time and season. Has Jesus come to thy soul unexpectedly? Has he given thy soul a little visit, dear friends? I know that he has me, and dear friends, those times are recorded. Cannot forget them. A railway carriage, yes. And also a compressor house at the place that I used to work, passing by it. A time when the Lord came. A time, dear friends, during my lunch break at work, a visitation, you see, and times and seasons when I've been meditating in my study and the Lord has come in, dear friends, unexpected. And it's a sacred time, isn't it? As the Lord visited thy soul, a visit, dear friends. Has he come to thee? It was unexpected. But Jesus knows when to come and when to visit his people. He knows their needs. Their joy was full, dear friends. They couldn't want anything more than a precious Christ visiting and drawing near to them. That was an especial time when Jesus came to those two on the Emmaus Road, wasn't it? Unexpected, but a visit, dear friends. And you can't erase those visits from the soul, dear friends. That's a token that they will take to heaven. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Dear friends, have we come to the Lord's house today? By our faith, dear friends, to lay hold upon Jesus. What a mercy. You know, the Lord will come to such that seek him. Is Jesus the one thing needful to thee? David says, one thing have I desired, That shall I seek after? Is that thy blessing this morning? One thing? Just Jesus, dear friends. Just that one name, dear friends. Nothing else. That I might dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life and behold the beauty of the Lord. Oh, what a time and season this was, dear friends. Oh, the beauty of the Lord, dear friends, when he will come to us, when he will meet our needs, whatever they may be, but spiritually and inwardly in our poor souls, to lift us up, dear friends, above all things else beside, and to bring us near to him, to behold his beauty, dear friends, in his incarnation, to behold his beauty in his mediation, to behold his beauty in suffering, bleeding and dying for sinners, to behold his beauty, a risen Christ, to behold the wholeness and the blessedness of the gospel. Is there anything more precious to the soul of a poor sinner, dear friends, than Jesus? Have we come to hear Jesus today, this morning? And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. That true, contrite, humble spirit, dear Lord, dear friends, that spirit that will reverence him, that spirit that will honour him. Have we asked for that spirit at this time? You see, it's that spirit that the Lord himself has put within us. Unto this man will I look, even unto him that is of a poor and a contrite spirit, and that trembleth at my word. Reverence him. Pray for this nature. I have to pray for this nature, dear friends. It's the most fitting nature to come before the Lord. And yes, the ministers of the gospel, I have to ask for this nature. I want to resemble him. I want to be more like him. I want to serve him. And I want to honour him and glorify him. And they held him by the feet and worshipped him. And this is just a few thoughts in worshipping at the feet of Jesus this morning. In one or two differing ways of the scriptures that we may be familiar with. And remembering that this was a word, as it were, not just in prophecy, but it was the way that the church have always worshipped the Lord. Always, each and every one. In the book of the Deuteronomy in chapter 33, we have these words in verse 3. Yea, he loved the people. All his saints are in thy hand, and they sat down at thy feet. Every one shall receive of thy words. What a wonderful word that is, dear friend. It truly is a word in prophecy in respect of the blessedness of the gospel, isn't it? Jesus and his people. You see, and they sat down at thy feet. And this, dear friends, let us come and lay hold of Jesus. Embrace him. Not in that same literal and physical way, you see, that Mary and the other Mary did take hold of his feet, but by a living faith, dear friends, you see, embrace him, you see, this precious Jesus, You see, it shows a belonging. It shows the most blessed and glorious union and fellowship that any poor sinner can come into the experience of, to being able to lay hold of Jesus, you see, by a living faith. There's nothing more blessed, nothing more pure, nothing more holy, and there's nothing more glorifying to his name than to see a poor sinner at the feet of Jesus, you see. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Just one or two thoughts of this, and I think our first thoughts will indeed be Mary at the feet of Jesus. Oh, Jesus, dear friends, was the one thing needful to her poor soul, but wasn't he? Oh, Jesus and his word was more precious to her poor soul than her necessary food, you see. And oh, she was found at the feet of Jesus. Nothing could prevent this, dear friends. Oh, it was such a wonderful time, an opportunity, you see, dear friends. Oh, do we seek these times and seasons for ourselves? And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Is that how we've come to the Lord's house today? To sit at the feet of Jesus. It's the attitude of worship, isn't it? To sit at the feet of Jesus, to hear his word. Is there anything more blessed than that, dear friends? And Jesus does speak to us, doesn't he? He speaks to his people through his gospel, through the ministry, and through his spirit, dear friends. Oh yes, this is where Jesus will come and appear unto his people, speaking to them. And those precious things that Mary wanted to hear from his lips, we do not know, dear friends. It isn't recorded, but dear friends, it will be connected with salvation. Oh, I do believe that. Everything connected with salvation. Is that what we've come to hear today? You see, the blessedness of Jesus. His name shall be called Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. Oh, the blessedness, dear friends, of the salvation given to sinners, to the unworthy ones. But oh, that salvation through the blessedness of his mediation at Calvary, the God-man mediator, salvation, you see, isn't that the most needful thing? One thing was needful to Mary. And it isn't just the initial blessing of salvation, is it? No. Oh, we want the continuance of witnessing in our souls. Grant us thy salvation, the psalmist says. You see, he was already saved, but he wanted further tokens, further blessings. You see, we're journeying, and we're poor, dear friends. We're poor and needy. Our sins burden us, they try us. But oh, when a precious Christ is revealed and continues to bless us with tokens in the way, dear friend, and confirm us yet again in that faith and love to Jesus, you see. And then his suffering and his death and the blessedness, dear friends, of one whole and complete through his blood and righteousness, first their sins pardoned through his blood, then the blessedness of that glorious robe of righteousness that he wove for them, that the church are complete and whole in him, justified freely by his grace, no condemnation, and oh, an entrance into the blessedness of his kingdom, being one of his dear subjects, one whom he came to save and to redeem and to gather to himself. Oh, to hear these things again and again is the blessing, isn't it? And then the heaven that is reserved for poor sinners. You see, further tokens. Oh, we want those further tokens, you see. We see so much ruin and feel so much ruin in our lives. And yet that that can never be taken away, that has been secured for us, even a place in heaven, it's reserved. It cannot be taken away. Jesus is in heaven and he has reserved it for us. And we're journeying, you see. We're journeying. What a mercy it is to hear these blessings in our poor souls. And so to be a worshipper at the feet of Jesus. Nothing more blessed, dear friends, as it is this day. And then I thought of the truth, dear friends, of that dear woman that came to Jesus. The Canaanitish daughter. The Canaanite daughter, oh, she came to the dear Lord Jesus. Mark says in his gospel, in respect of, I believe it's in Mark chapter 8, and she came and fell at his feet. Oh, she came and fell at his feet. And she came out of the coast and cried unto Jesus. And what was those blessed words that she cried, dear friends? At his feet. Lord, help me. She came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. See this poor sinner at the feet of Jesus, helpless. And yet her faith, dear friends, couldn't remove her from that place. She was tried, but she couldn't go away from that place. She had such, dear friends, a deep trouble and a deep concern. What have we got today, dear friends? What is our trouble? What is our concern? Are we coming to Jesus with it? Oh, these words have been so precious to many over generations of time, to the ministers in the pulpit and to the Lord's dear people in the pew. We all pray for this help. Lord, help me. What does it show, dear friends? Our helplessness to do anything for ourselves. And we have to come to one, dear friends. He says, the Lord says, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. And that is where we come, dear friends, because it's almighty help. And she came to Jesus with her faith, dear friends. And we see that truth in respect of this dear woman, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Well, that was true, wasn't it? Oh, commit thy way to the Lord. She came to the Lord, committed her way to the Lord. Trust also in him. That was her faith. She couldn't be removed from that. It was inborn from heaven, dear friends. There she was and there she would remain till she got the favour and the blessing. And then the truth. The Lord appeared, didn't he? Trust also in him. And she received the blessing. I just thought of that other word in Isaiah 64. It says, "And there is none that calleth upon thy name, that stirreth up himself to take hold of thee." Oh, she took hold of Jesus, didn't she? Her deep complaint, her deep trouble. And dear friends, the Lord came to her. He saw her faith, dear friends. Wonderful mercy that. God-given faith. O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. Come to Jesus, dear friends. Lay all thy burden before him. But stay there, stay there. Yes. And then I thought, dear friends, of another great blessing, whether Jesus appeared unto that one in, if I can just find it, but it was unto that legion, many devils, dear friends. Mary Magdalene had 7 devils. This man had a legion of them. If we just put it into a number, a simple number like 100, dear friends. Oh, but think of all these devils acting in one way and another in and upon the person. But this was a legion of many devils. But see here this truth, dear friends. Jesus took to water, to shipping, to come to him. Oh, dear friends, it was personal, wasn't it? Jesus will seek out and find his lost sheep. None of them, dear friends, is going to be left behind. He said that I should lose nothing. Oh, he wasn't going to leave this one. Dear friends, he took shipping to find him out, and then he went back shipping. It was just a personal visit, dear friend. He wasn't going to be left out of the secret of God's love to him. No. And Jesus came to him just where he was. Cast out all those devils, dear friends, into the swine. And then what is the blessing? This truth, dear friends, of those that saw this dear man. And he was found sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed in his right mind. And they were afraid. In his right mind, dear friends. Only Jesus can bring us there, dear friends. We were no better than this legion. Oh, we were no better than this legion. We might think we were. Dear friends, when we're born into this world, dear friends, we've got the nature and the devil within us. There's no doubt about that. You see? No doubt about that. And it needs Jesus to cast him out. But oh, this is the truth. He wanted to follow Jesus. Well, Jesus bid him to go to his own friends and to his own brethren. You see? And the man sought to follow Jesus. And Jesus said to him, "Return to thine own house and show how great things God hath done unto thee." And he went his way and published throughout the whole city how great things Jesus had done unto him. Have we got anything to say about Jesus, dear friends? Has he done anything for us? Do we publish the great things that he has done for us? A little thing is a great thing if Jesus has done it for us, dear friends. Do we publish it? Do we speak of it? Can we hold it back, dear friends? No. No. Let us continue to speak of the good and the great things that Jesus has done for us, both in providence and in grace. You see, but he was found at the feet of Jesus and in his right mind, wasn't he? Clothed and in his right mind. What a mercy it is to be found there. And then we have another instance, dear friends, and it's really an instance of thanksgiving, and it's found in 17th of John. And this is the blessing. There was 10 lepers, and Jesus healed them all, but there was just one that turned back. Just one, dear. We may see the election here. The other 9 continued. Jesus said, and where are the 9? He'd healed them also. Well, the Lord Jesus healed many, naturally and physically, but they didn't all follow him spiritually. But this dear man did. He returned. And he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice glorified God, fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Are we often found at the feet of Jesus, giving thanks unto him? Oh, for many things, dear friends, many things. We know the greatness and the deliverance to be cleansed from leprosy. But you know, I'm often found at the feet of Jesus and thanking him for the sins that he imputed, my sins that he imputed upon himself. Are you found there, dear friends? Continual prayer, a continual thanksgiving, dear friends. As leprosy was to the flesh, so sin is to the soul. Dear friends, if that sin remains in the soul, it can destroy us. Yes. And I'm often thanking Jesus. I thank him for his cross, and I thank him for his sufferings. I thank him for all that he has done for me. And all being well, if the Lord will, I will come before him again this evening to remember him. But it's as well in thanksgiving, isn't it, that he bore away my sins. Yeah, it truly is, dear friends. I was with Mr. James Pack last Lord's Day, helping him at Hamptill in the services of the Lord's house. And I went into the vestry just before the service and asked him how he was. And he's an afflicted man, isn't he? A tried man, a troubled man. Told me the things that had come upon him. Then he asked me how I was. And I said, I'm comfortable, but burdened. And I just said one word, sin. I said, that will be your greatest trouble. And it's true, isn't it? Sin. But dear friends, to thank the Lord that he came not for anything that I deserved or merited. He came willingly and lovingly to put away all my sins at Calvary. See his love to the soul of a poor sinner. Our time is gone. But I just want to close on this one point, dear friends, and I think it to be a precious one. Pray that we all might come into it ourselves in our own experiences here below. That dear woman, that 500 pence debtor, she knew that Jesus had come to the house of Simon the Pharisee, so she rose up and came to his house. I believe she was already a saved sinner, dear friends. She was weeping, yes, the tears of contrition. But she knew that Jesus had come there, and she was going to pay her deepest love and respect to the dear Lord Jesus. Simon had overlooked the washing of the feet of the dear Lord Jesus, but she came. And she washed them with the tears of her eyes and dried them with the hairs of her head. Simon believed her to be a sinner indeed, and wondered that the Lord should even permit her to touch him. But dear friends, that is the blessing of Jesus, isn't it? He will permit the poor sinner to come and touch him. The poor woman with the issue of blood, she came and touched but the hem of his garment, it was her faith. And the Lord, he sat and ate with sinners. You see, this is the great mercy, isn't it, of Jesus? But what was the blessing? She came to his feet, washed his feet, cleaned them, dried them with the hairs of her head. Oh, the deepest love that she could show to Jesus for all that Jesus had done for her. Her awful life, dear friends. 500 pence debtor. And yet Jesus showed a love to her. Oh, the mercy of it. And she came to show that love. And what did Jesus show to Simon the Pharisee? He showed this woman again, yes, that she was a pardoned sinner. But he was particularly informing Simon the Pharisee, who had completely misjudged her. You see, what was it, dear friends? She loved much because she had been forgiven much. Do we love Jesus, dear friends, with that same love, dear friends, that this dear woman showed? She was found at his feet, showing his love. It's all worship, dear friends. It's by faith. Oh, let us know the blessing in our souls, dear friends. The wonderment of grace that should come to a sinner in the person of Jesus upon his cross. Oh, let us never, never forget, dear friends, what it truly did cost him to deal with our sins and to put them away. We cannot come into the sufferings, but may his dying love be found, dear friends, a seal in our poor souls, that it was for us, and let us love him more and more. You see, well, may the Lord bless these few remarks. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £685, and for the Bethesda short stay on Monday to £700, for both of which we are sincerely thankful. God willing, this Int will administer the Lord's Supper after this evening's service. Tomorrow evening there will be a prayer meeting with an address by Mr. Robert Field, who also, God willing, will preach on Wednesday evening. Next Lord's Day there will be a reading service in the morning, and Mr. Burgess is expected to preach in the evening. Let us close with hymn 925. Peace by his cross as Jesus made, the church's everlasting head, o'er hell and sin has victory won, and with a shout to glory gone. 925.
June 869.
Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, fellowship and communion of God the Holy Spirit, rest and abide upon each one of us, now and forever. Amen.